Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, slovenska skupnost v Avstraliji je izgubila še enega aktivnega, znanega in spoštovanega člana, Jožeta Romuta iz Geelonga. Jože je nenadoma umrl v torek 5. decembra, star 74 let. Rojen je bil 10. februarja 1943 v vasi Osojnik v župniji Semič v Beli krajini. Njegovo zadnjo slovo je bilo v cerkvi Holy Family v Bell Parku minuli ponedeljek 11. decembra. Pokopan je na pokopališču Eastern Cemetery v Geelongu. Jože je bil, kot pravimo v angleščini, part of the furniture v slovenskem društvu Ivan Cankar v Geelongu. Bil je več let predsednik ali podpredsednik in aktiven vse posod, kjer je bilo potrebno v tem klubu, ki letos praznuje svojo 62. obletnico delovanja. Vsak, ki je Jožeta poznal, ga je rad imel. Saj je bil vedno prijazen in nasmejan. Jože je tudi rad povedal kakšen vic ali tri in je imel res dober smisel za humor. Jože je tudi lahko bil bolj resen, in se nikoli ni bal povedati tisto, kar je imel na srcu, ter seveda tudi tisto, kar ga je motilo. Gospod Karlo Bole, predsednik slovenskega društva Ivana Cankarja v Geelongu, takole pravi o pokojnemu Jožetu.
Karlo Bole here, president of the Australian-Slovenian Association Geelong, just saying a few words with regards to Joe Romuta, a very much adored and loved clubman of our club for many years, past president. He was currently the vice president, and he's just a terrific person. It was quite a shock to find out that he passed away, and the tributes flowed at the church and afterwards at the wake at the club. Joe was a terrific clubman in more ways than one. If he saw something that needed doing, he just said, oh, I'll be going to do this, and he'd have assistance. I mean, he just dragged people along. He could talk to everyone, whether they were young or whether they were old. He was a man for all people. I'd like to pass on my personal condolences to both Damien and Natalie and their families, and also for Shirley, his best friend from over in Seattle. And again, he was a terrific bloke.
Gospod Eddie Contel, aktiven član slovenske skupnosti v Geelongu ter novčasni konzul Republike Slovenije v Viktoriji, takole obuja spomine na pokojnega Jožeta Romuta.
Hello, Lenti. Thank you for giving me this opportunity on behalf of the Consul for the Republic of Slovenia in Victoria to pass on our sincere condolences to the family and also friends and the community that surrounded Joe Romuta. Joe was a champion for the Slovenian community and for its heritage and history. He really did epitomise the Slovenians and the migrants that immigrated to Australia during the 50s, 60s and 70s and, you know, forged ahead and created a great legacy for us all to be able to be proud of and to build upon, particularly up at the Ivan Cankar Slovenian Centre, where he really was the face of the centre up there for so long. And one particular project that really springs to mind that Joe spearheaded was the beautiful little chapel that now sits on the hill there in lovely banks, that Joe was the driving force. And personally, I really appreciated all that I learnt off him and the fantastic conversations that I had with over those many years, as many would have. So it's a sad loss for us all, but what we must do is celebrate all of the great things that Joe brought to us and to the community and to our country. And so we are deeply saddened and sincerely do pass on our condolences, but equally we stand here very, very proud and better people because of knowing Joe Romuta.
Gospa Lojska Kuhar, prav tako aktivna in spoštovana med slovensko skupnostjo v Geelongu in bivša predsednica tamkajšnjega slovenskega društva, se takole spominja našega predragega Jožeta.
Jože in jaz gremo nazaj dolga, dolga leta. Vse smo v šolo skup hodila in z njegovo sestro pa celih 8 let. In potem, ko smo odrasli, smo bili prijatelji. Tudi naše mame so bile prijateljice in so tudi skup odraščala v isti vasi. In tako so se ena poročila na Osojnik, ena tam sosednje vasi in tako smo zmeraj, kadar smo se srečali, smo se zelo razumeli. In tudi smo vsi pol Slavka, sestra njegova in jaz in Jože smo vsi se znajdli v Džilongu naenkrat. Potem smo si ustvarjali družine in Jože je bil zelo aktiven pri slovenskem društvu že še prej, ko sem jaz prišla v Avstralijo. In Jože je tako rad delal, zmeri je nekaj delal, zmeri je imel plane, kako bo naredil še to, pa še ono. Pa je bil aktiven skoz do zadnjega, je bil še podpredsednik, pa je imel plane, kako bo za festival, kako bomo sodelovali, kako je treba polepšati nekaj. Sadil drevesa, kapelico je organiziral, da se je naredila in rože posadil okrog in smo mu seveda vse pomagali. Pa olive je nasadil, pa je imel še plane, da bi še oliv nasadil, še več, tako da bi mogoče enkrat olje naredili. No. In kuhal, potice je rad pekel. Če smo, kadar smo imeli barbekjo, nam je naredil, nam je palačinke prinesel, pa tiste njegove rožice, ki jih je takrat delal. Lani za novo, za staro leto nam je pekel palačinke in smo rekli, ja, letos bo spet Joža pekel palačinke. Nažalost, smo se poslovili od njega, te plane je Bog obrnil na svojo stran. No. Pogrešali ga bomo tam gor, pa tudi v nebesih verjetno kakšno popravilo rabijo, zato ga je Bog poklical k sebi. Mogoče že gor vrtnari. Dragi Jože, v imenu moje družine in mene naj ti bo lahka avstralska zemlja z Bogom.
Jože je bil tudi večkrat gost v naši slovenski oddaji na radio SBS, ko je našim poslušalcem povedal, kaj se dogaja med Slovenci v Džilongu. Jože je z vsem srcem ljubil svojo prvo domovino Slovenijo, saj je bil res ponosen in zaveden Slovenec. Jože je seveda prav tako ljubil svojo novo domovino Avstralijo, ker si je ustvaril prekrasno in spoštovano družino. Dragi Jože, pogrešali te bomo. Počivaj v Božjem miru in naj ti bo lahka avstralska zemlja.